Good evening, everybody. You have tuned into Paradigm Shifters. Who are Paradigm Shifters? People making a difference on the planet right now. People are sending a wave of consciousness, self-empowerment, and evolution through the collective. And today's Paradigm Shifter is a very exciting woman who's right now from Montreal, sometimes from California, Deborah Stewart, who's the inventor, the wizardess of an awful lot of energy healing technology. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Veronica. It's so wonderful to be on your show.
I'm very excited about all this stuff. Well, I just had a birthday, and I have one of Deborah's wonderful necklaces on, and it's got dolphins, and it's got a really nice, high chi?
It's a blue topaz in the center.
Right.
And actually, that particular design was inspired by crop circles of dolphins, which, you know, were found in England. And I saw those, and I've been wanting to design a dolphin pendant because 10% of the proceeds go to the Blue Dolphin Foundation. And so I essentially designed it for that, and it to support the whales and the dolphins in our oceans.
Wow, that's wonderful. Well, actually, as Deborah, we were just talking on my show before this about the different ways that we can impact our own personal energy in order to empower ourselves. So I want you to talk first of all about who you are and how you got into this mighty wizardess position of impacting world energies the way you do.
Well, it's quite a story, Veronica. I was actually, of course, I was in the fashion industry, and I was really at a point in my life, and this was about 16 years ago, where, you know, I was doing extremely well, and I was making a ton of money and, you know, all that kind of thing, but it just didn't have enough meaning and significance for me. And so I took a year off the date, and then I met this fellow called Dr. Norman McVeigh, and just this brilliant guy who was designing all these, or had put together all these different energy systems using the technologies of the fathers of subtle energy medicine, William Royal Rife, Nikola Tesla, Lukoski, Abrams. And it was essentially noble gas technology under about 1,800 psi or pressure and magnets. And he actually had Tesla's original notes. And these systems took me into very deep states of meditation, but they looked like hell. They were falling apart, clearly, in need of design expertise, which I certainly had. And I essentially put together a line with him, designed a line of these energy systems, and our first one, we actually created two together, the Atlantis High Life System, which is like an environmental energy system, which works for your whole environment.
Is that the one that I've seen on the website?
Yeah, it's with the pyramid, and it's actually sacred geometry and the noble gas technology.
And so for people at home, you can see the picture of this amazing. Well, it looks like a critter. It looks like a space vehicle, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's actually, you know, some people call it energetic sculptures, and we use a scalar ionizer, and scalar is a no-frequency informational carrying wave, which opens doors to higher consciousness. And so you have the negative ionization effect, but it's a very high chi or high energy negative ion that it emits. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the noble gas technology, which is extremely healing, and I think as many of your viewers, or rather listeners, remember from their chemistry, the noble gases are on the outermost edge of the periodic table of elements and have long been considered gateways to higher states of consciousness.
We want that.
So it's really, we use rare earth magnets, and we use sacred geometry with the pyramid, and we have it all fired up with what are called three of the 12 higher harmonics, which the ancient Egyptians believe create gateways to the divine or doorways to the divine. And actually, all of our technology is designed to transmute and transform negative electromagnetic energy fields and, you know, even all negative energies into these three higher harmonics, which just really connect you to the divine. So our technology is very interesting in that we keep on upgrading it, Veronica, as you know.
Mm-hmm. Tell me this, when you first got involved with this 16 years ago, were you already seeking gateways to higher consciousness? You know, were you already on this track?
Well, yes, I've been meditating, I've been meditating ever since I was in my early 20s. Mm-hmm. And, you know, actually been through a lot of different schools of meditation, from the Rosicrucian to TM to, you know, just on and on and on. And so I've always been what I would call a spiritual chick.
So you're adopting the wild consciousness, huh?
That's right. That's right. And actually, when I started the company, my being from the fashion industry, my goal was to be able to energize jewelry and clothing. And it took me really 8 years. And we came up with our first pendants for jewelry, and essentially, which was a distillation of all the noble gas technology and the ancient Egyptian technology, and we were able to put it on jewelry. So, and then my first collection of jewelry started, it actually just came out this year. So, my dream took about 16 years to actually actualize, but I've done it.
It's a very beautiful jewelry. People need to check HiChi.com or OxyBliss.com and look at these pieces of jewelry, and even my piece of jewelry.
Yeah, you've got Dolphin Chi, which is just such a great one.
Isn't it? It's got a kind of a mirthful, it's got a light feeling about it, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it really just feels amazing on. I think many people speak of it, and I don't know if you've noticed it, but just an expanded sense of well-being.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just got it, you know, so I haven't had enough time to really get into it, you know?
Yes, of course.
But I'm planning on it.
it does take time, you know. Some people feel it right away, and other people take more time. It just depends upon their cadence.
Well, also, it's very interesting in any of these, whether it's the jewelry or whether it's the Atlantis environmental energy system, what we're talking about to people is something I keep saying is, like, change the energy, change the reality. And when you're talking about moving to, like, the noble gases or gateways to higher consciousness and so on, so basically, you're talking about really serving people to move beyond what? To beyond the earth plane or the collective consciousness, right?
Well, I think, yes, absolutely, Veronica. That's so well said. And I think that, you know, on a more just basic note, is that I think our technology really helps one become aware of one's patterning and what you know, how one is thinking and how one is feeling. It's like almost living outside the set. You become an observer of your actions and an observer of your thoughts, an observer of your feelings. And in becoming the observer, you can choose whether or not you want to continue in those particular actions or those particular thoughts or those particular even feelings. And because of my strong background in metaphysics, we've developed tools as well to help people really feel those thoughts or feel those thoughts is really actually well said, because every thought, and behind every thought, there is a feeling. So to really experience those feelings, and as I always say, the only way out is through. And lilies are really grown out of the mud. You really kind of have to go down into the feelings and down into the negative feelings or the negative thoughts or whatever that is, which are always attached to a feeling. And if you can do that, if you allow yourself to do that, which our technology certainly, you know, does, it, you know, create those openings, then once you've released it, then you can really start, you know, creating what you really want in your life.
So are you actually saying that wearing the necklace or having this Atlantean, this bigger piece sitting in one's household, okay, mm-hmm. It's going to actually bring up the kinds of thoughts and feelings that are perhaps old records that we don't need anymore, but they're going to bring them up into our awareness first before we transform them?
Yeah, that's exactly it. I think they're already there, okay, because your reality essentially is created by your beliefs, your choices, your decisions, your thoughts, your feelings. When you become conscious of what it is you're thinking and feeling and, you know, what your beliefs are and your attitudes, that is when you can change them. But if you're not conscious of them, if you're always in the set and you're just acting it out, then it's very difficult to change anything because you're just not as aware of it. You're not at cause, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But our technology, what it does, it helps you to stand outside the set and to see what, you know, what you're thinking and feeling and what you're reacting to, and then you can change it. And as I say, the only way out is through, that you really need to, you know, feel the feelings. And I think in our culture, you know, there's all this, I guess even with The Secret, people are, you know, it's all about, you know, think new thoughts and, you know, be positive and all that kind of thing. And I really do take issue with that because, yes, absolutely, that is it is ultimately what you want to be able to do, but you cannot do that until you're able to go through the negativity and the fear and the anger and the rage. And if you are not in any kind of anger and rage about what's going on in your life and our planet right now, then I would say you're not awake. It's like you're not tracking.
I agree totally. The thing about The Secret that bothered me was the lack of emotional connection.
How can you think all these positive things if you don't actually, you know, do the work? It's like you really have to feel. As I say to everybody, you know, when our jewelry and certainly our systems are our energy tools, and I have them hold, say, a pen, like your dolphin chi pendant, hold it in your left hand, and think about something that you want to create in your life, and feel what it's like to have that. All right, and so everybody may feel that, and I say, okay, you got it, and they got it. And I say, all right, now feel what it's like not to have it.
And they go, I don't want to do
that. The anger and the rage and the, you know, all that stuff. And so if you can feel that, then, you know, and then you, and there's this technique called the feel and flick technique where you, you know, hold the pendant in your left hand, and once you start feeling the anger and the rage and the, you know, whether it be, you know, world peace or whether it be, you know, a new car or whether it be a new relationship, feel what it's like not to have it.
Right.
You truly desire. And there's a lot of anger behind that, and there's rage, and there's, you know, shame or whatever that is for you. And then with your right hand, you make a fist with a thumb on the outside, and you just flick it out. Just keep on flicking until you're done. And you'll know you're done because there's like a release. Mm-hmm. And then at that point, the universe abhors a vacuum, so then you fill it with what you do want. And that's when you do your 33-second technique where you visualize yourself having what you want with all the joy and all the love and all the gratitude, and you hold it for 33 seconds, and I count 1,001, 1,002, 1,003. And after a while, you know, it takes time, but you get it. And then you release that to the universe and watch your reality shift.
That's really good, actually. So it's a real process of being, my guides always say, call it up and feel it and clear it before you go forward. So it's the same kind of idea, really. It's
exactly that, Veronica.
But I'm real interested in what happened to you. Like, when you started to get involved in all of this, of course you're already meditating and so on, but didn't you get a deluge of stuff that you then had to clear? Didn't it sort of bubble it all up for you?
Well, doesn't it though? This life shows up. Well, it's interesting, when I first met Dr. McVeigh or Norman, I just had these openings and awakenings. It was just like, I knew this was it for me. I knew this was next. In fact, I had an enormous amount of past life experiences, like experiencing my past lives, like just like movies. I remember one night just being awake all night, seeing all my lifetimes just run like a movie.
It was, wow.
You know, really very interesting. And so I knew this is what I was looking for. That's why I'd spent that year just really looking for what was next for me. So, and then I just became extremely committed to, you know, creating, you know, this technology. I just knew, I mean, I was on a mission. And, you know, essentially, it's just been really, you know, a journey. And, you know, anybody who says that, you know, life is, you know, simple and easy, you know, they're liars.
Either that or they're just not awake. I mean, maybe
they're not awake because, you know, it's really a journey.
I was reading a meditation book, Eastern meditation book. I just found it in the basement. It looks really good, which it is. And it was talking about how from life experiences, we always have manure.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's manure that you spread around too.
That's exactly.
To growing. And I thought, well, that's kind of a fun image. I like
it. Fertilize everything else, and it's true, huh?
So you were telling me earlier about having installed, I keep going back to the EES,
Atlantis, energy system.
I find it exciting, you see.
Well, it is. It's an amazing system. I think the noble gas technology, it is certainly, we know, we call it the Atlantis High Life System originally, and I still call it that. And we, you know, on our website we call it the Environmental Energy System because that's truly what it is. But it is an extraordinary system.
So what do we do with it? Tell us.
You just really put it in your space and as
like
I
in
said,
a whole house, sort of.
Yeah, it energizes a whole house. We have different sizes depending on how big a space you want to energize. And we actually have 7 different formulations corresponding to the different chakras or energy centers in the body. So, for instance, if you want a system in your meditation room or, you know, where you meditate, then we would design, you know, one set of formulations for you. if you wanted a system in, say, your kitchen, your living room, we designed something much more energizing and creative and fun and that sort of thing. You know, one obviously in your meditation room would be very deep meditation, deep relaxation. And then we, you know, as I said, we have 7 different formulations corresponding to the different chakras. So if you want one for sex, we can design a great one for sex for you. If you want one for, you know, for writing, then we'd use formula 3, which is 3rd, 4th chakra, which is creative visualization, manifestation. And that's, you know, I think that's really where we start a lot of people off because, it's so important. I think emotional intelligence, and again, it comes back to feeling your emotions, whatever they are, the love, the, you know, the rage, the joy, the passion. I think one of our human gifts is the fact that we feel so deeply. And so many of us are so scared of our emotions, and I think that's really where most of our power is and our strengths and our, you know, that's really where our gifts are. And it's really going back and allowing yourself to really feel what's going on or what has gone on in your life if you haven't been able to feel it at the time.
Yeah, I think it's the language of the soul, actually.
Yeah, that's so well said. I've never heard that before, but I think that's so right, Veronica.
Well, and it's so, these are so beautiful. So if you change them around according, I mean, do they change in appearance quite a bit?
Well, we started off originally with the Atlantis Halley Buck Rogers edition, which is very streamlined, almost like a rectangular pyramid. And why we did that was because at the time, I knew sacred geometry was so important, but I also knew that pyramids have both a negative and a positive energy. And because the systems are so strong and they generate such, you know, powerful energy, I didn't want to generate negative energy of any kind, shape, or form. So we did the rectangular version, which is just really, it's just, you know, it's in our archives. It's, and actually it's on, still on the website, the Atlantis High Life Buck Rogers edition. You can still order it. And then we went on, once we started studying Egyptology, and we met with Dr. Ibrahim Karim, who's a very well-known Egyptologist, and he's designed this whole school and started this whole school of what is called biogeometry.
Biogeometry?
Biogeometry. Just a prince of a man.
What's his name again?
Dr. Ibrahim Karim.
K-R-I-M. That's,
and his work is about really transmuting and transforming negative electromagnetic energy fields and other negative energies into what are called these three higher harmonics, which again the Egyptians believe are gateways to the divine. And so when I heard about his work, it was just like, woo-hoo, I was all over it, and I knew this was next for us. And so,
and he's still living, isn't he?
Oh, he is. Oh, and he's just a wonderful man. And he has written papers on the really the detriment that negative electromagnetic energy fields are having on our environment. And we can't see them, so we, you know, we're not so aware of them. But many people are becoming very sensitive to negative electromagnetic energy fields. They're in cell phones, they're in microwaves, they're in, you know, the cell phone towers, they're in every 110 volt, every, you know, light bulb, every, I mean, they're everywhere. And unfortunately what is happening is that they compromise the hormonal system, the immune system, the endocrine system. Mm. I remember, you know, remember you'd hear about children playing in playgrounds above where there were power stations, or not, you know, like not power stations, but the electrical stations, and they would get leukemia. Well, you know, we have so much of it on our planet right now.
And tell me this, Deborah, I was just thinking about this earlier. Is it, you know, when you're talking about some of the energy runs horizontally and the vertical ones are negative, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Well, this is Dr. Krim's really work, and it's actually based upon ancient Egyptology. How, you know, good energy, the energy from your body, the energy from plants and trees and, you know, flowers, and the energy from power spots in the world where things grow beautifully and where it's really just, you know, miracles happen in churches, and, you know, all the sacred temples all over the planet were built on power spots. That is a horizontal life force healing energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when you, the energy from negative electromagnetic energy fields from your cell phone, from microwaves and, you know, 110 volts and your television and everything else and computers, that is a vertical, that is entropy, that is a, you know, life-taking energy. And what is really interesting is that, or actually alarming more than interesting, is that because there is just so much negative electromagnetic energy pollution on the planet, we do a lot of tests. We're continually testing. I have full-time research and development in our company. And the ground itself is getting so full of negative EMFs.
How do you test, Deborah?
Well, we use 8 different measuring devices. 6 of which were found in the Great Pyramids when Napoleon was on his Egyptian campaign, and he was fascinated with the Great Pyramids and Egyptology. And many of these measuring devices, some ended up in the British Museum, and many went to France, and we have copies of 6 of them, and then we also use a dowsing rod, which one of my, you know, best researchers, John Civitan, is just really brilliant at that. He actually doused for landmines in the Army.
Really?
And he has all 10 digits and toes.
Wow.
he's pretty good at that, huh?
Yeah,
he's good. he's a success story, Veronica. And, he uses a pendulum, and these ancient Egyptian measuring devices, we use these as well. And with these,
and what are they like? Are they like dowsing rods? Or what?
Well, some are dowsing rods. There are just so many different ones. Mm-hmm. You know, they're all different kinds of pendulums. And one pendulum actually has the 12 higher harmonics on it with all the horizontal or life force wonderful energies. And then you turn this, part of the pendulum over the other way, or sort of like the lip. You turn it over the other way, and then it has the vertical you can measure.
Mm-hmm.
So,
My question is, can't the vertical be wild? Can't the vertical be soothed into moving in another direction? Everything is mobile, right?
Well, that's exactly, that's a good question. That's exactly what we've done. At first, when we were doing our penance, what we found is that because we live in a duality and there are all these negative EMFs around, yes, our penance would protect you from them. But what would happen is after a while they get clogged, and we were telling people you have to tap them to remove all the negative EMFs in them. But quite frankly, I wasn't even tapping them all the time, and I'm the president of the company. So I'm thinking, gosh,
You're tap deficient now.
Exactly. So, we had to think of something else, and then essentially what I was saying to our research department, well, what if we could, because we're now working in the quantum field, what if we could direct these negative energies somewhere else?
Mm-hmm.
Rather than going to the on our pendants, our jewelry, couldn't we send them somewhere else? And so we did that. We succeeded in that. And then John was calling it, we sent them to Never Never Land. And my immediate reaction was, well, what about Peter Pan? And I know Wendy's going to be pissed. And essentially it's toxic waste. And, this wasn't feeling so good. And so...
my question remains that do you still, I don't mean to be rude, I'm just kind of fascinated. Can we not redirect these negative energies to become, right where they stand, something more positive? It seems like that's logical to me.
Well, you just got to wait to the end of my story here, Rock.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
So the second part was, then I said, well, what about transmuting and transforming them into these 3 higher harmonics? And
right.
It took us 6 months, but we did it. As of December 2007, all of our pendants, all of our jewelry got upgraded, and now they actually transmute and transform them into these 3 higher harmonics.
Wow.
So,
how did you do that?
Yeah. And as I was saying, if I do nothing else energetically this lifetime, the fact that we have achieved this is huge.
Well, now, can you do that all over the planet?
Well, we're doing it with all of our energy systems. We're doing our independent work because of the trees, and I have a great love of nature, and a huge concern right now for our planet is it's really compromised. So we're working on it. One of what we're actually doing also is we were able to license out our energy. So if somebody wants to have our energy on, their clothing line, or their jewelry, or their cars, or their jets, or their whatever it is they want, that we can actually we can energize those and negative EMFs and other negative energies, including fear, hate, even negative entities. They all run vertically, just like negative EMFs, and so that can all be transmuted and transformed.
And you do that with machines?
Well, we've over the last 16 years we've built systems, and they're computerized, and we have a proprietary technology where yes, we were able to do it. And we work through shape, form, and design in the quantum field.
So, and you don't have a clothing line yet, hey?
Well, you know, I've done clothing, and the thing is, clothing takes a lot, you know, it's a lot of work and a lot of time and a lot of, actually, space more than anything. It's just heavy. Mm-hmm. And I find jewelry is just so easy and elegant, and it's just new designs for me, and I'm working with a lot of sacred geometry, and I think my jewelry line is, it just gets more and more exciting and more fun, and it's new. You know, I did a lot of clothing in my past life, and now jewelry is just so exciting.
And your jewelry is really beautiful.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah. Right. We're working with gemstones as well, which are very important, and gemstones already have healing properties. When energized, they're just off the charts.
So when you're energizing healing or gemstones, what is it, just amplify what's already there, or does it add another quality or what?
Well, yes. Essentially, our gemstones and our energy links or our chains, you know, we call them energy links because I just like the name better than chains. We work with the three higher harmonics on the gemstones and the chains, so they're more relaxing, more subtle. Now, on all of our pendants, we have all 12. Now, these are the same high harmonics that were found in the great pyramids where the pharaohs would have their initiation ceremonies. So it's a very high, vitalizing, wonderful energy. In fact, one of our clients, she's a Zen Buddhist and very, as a strong meditation practice, she's very disciplined. She called me about 6 months ago, and she said she was meditating with one of our pendants in her hand, and it started to vibrate, and it started to tingle, and then it started to levitate in her hand. She came into resonance with the 12 higher harmonics.
Oh, wonderful.
So our energy is the real deal.
Isn't that exciting? I guess I'll have to take mine off and start meditating.
Yeah, I mean, I've not actually done that, and I seem to be doing other things right now, getting these two companies going, just working with them and everything, but it's really beautiful energy. And actually, we've had a study done by Dr. Glenn Ryan, formerly of Stanford University, showing how our technology actually protects you from the effects of negative EMFs from cell phones and actually gets the energy or the chi flowing in your body.
So it protects us by having us create or amplify our higher energies more than, a battle of any sort.
Yeah, well, essentially what we've shown with our own studies is that, for instance, when you come, go towards a computer screen or your cell phone or a television, you actually come into resonance with it. And because it's got a, counterclockwise or a, vertical energy, what happens is your whole body, rather than being in its normal clockwise healthy spin or horizontal, if you will, it goes into a counterclockwise or vertical energy. All right, now when you wear our jewelry, your pendants or chains or gemstones, what happens is your body actually stays in that clockwise spin. And actually, because you're transiting and transforming these negative EMFs into these beautiful energies or these three higher harmonics, you're actually generating even more of this healthy clockwise horizontal spin.
I'm fascinated by it. So, for example, let's jump to the photo rejuvenator. Because I've been interested in that for years. I know that. Well, it just makes sense to me. And so would you say that in the process of aging or decrepitude or whatever, our fields are being assaulted or we're developing more vertical fields inside of ourselves? Is that the aging process, or is that a totally different thing?
Well, that's a big question, Veronica. I don't know.
Don't you know everything?
Pardon me? Well, I do my best. I think vertical is a tough one because, is it the aging process? Is it vertical? I think what really happens in the aging process is that, your cells regenerate themselves. I think it's every 7 months. You get totally new cells. And so if we're regenerating our cells every several months, why would we age? Mm-hmm. But what happens is there's what's called cellular memory. Is that your cells remember, what it was previously, where it was before, and it regenerates it at that level. Hmm. So I think the key for anti-aging is to really go back to, like when you're 16.
Well, and I think it's interesting because we've heard before that we were programmed by Pleiadians to last only so long, and we're breaking out of those, if we're breaking out of that kind of programming, it's an interesting discussion. Like, what does it take to break out of that programming?
Yeah.
But I don't think we need to go right into that right
no,
now.
No, but, you know, it's just, but really what we're doing with the photorejuvenator, which is like a system, it's a 630 nanometer spectrum LED light, which NASA has determined 630 nanometers is the frequency of a healthy cell. So it causes the cells to dump toxins and, you know, vibrates up, essentially brings your cells up to the optimum frequency for healing, because in deep space, there's no gravity or zero gravity conditions, so healing was very difficult. So they developed this 630 nanometer spectrum. Well, we have 50 LED lights on this particular system for your skin, and it's great for pain reduction and does all kinds of wonderful things, building collagen and getting rid of brown spots. Now, what we've done, of course, and why you're so interested in it, Veronica, is because we've added our energy to it.
Uh-huh.
So we have light and we have energy.
Mm.
And it feels wonderful. And we like to think that not, because our energy is designed to release blocked energy on the emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual levels, that, you know, when you're using the photorejuvenator, you know, you're obviously, you know, building collagen in the skin and, you know, releasing pain or whatever you're using it for, but you're also releasing, you know, like the cellular memory, like the, you know, the stress or whatever it is that caused you to start the aging process in the first place. So it's quite a system. It feels amazing, and, you know, if you use it regularly, you look really wonderful with it.
And it could do a lot for, like, emotional.
Oh,
could it do that?
Yeah, wonderful. You just feel so good. If you put it on the crown, your crown chakra, it's really just the nicest high. We don't call our company High Chi for nothing. Because we all just want to be high, you know, a higher state of consciousness, higher state of being, just, you know, feeling high. The endorphin high you get when you run, or that high you get from a great cup of tea and a piece of chocolate or coffee or whatever it is. It's, yeah, that's really what we're all about, is, you know, being high.
Well, you're a great ad for your own product, because you, I've talked to you several times in the past, and you always have a wonderful, steady, high-frequency energy that just keeps going, and I love
it. Well, you
that.
Just don't see me when I'm in the mud, Veronica.
Out in the manure. Oh, I didn't think you ever had a shadow, darling. But I'm still interested in the photorejuvenator. Does it work for example, like teeth, sore teeth, or headaches, or is it just for...
Well, it seems great, great for teeth. I had some, actually, you know, I did have some gum surgery, and it really helped a lot with that. I actually didn't know I was going to have gum surgery, but I found out afterwards I had gum surgery. And it's wonderful for healing. You know, it just feels so good. And headaches, it's great. You know, really great. And what I like to do is I take it, and it's known for pain release, too, for, you know, photorejuvenation therapy. And what I like to do is, you know, on my face, I just take it and kind of dig it into my cheeks, because sagging happens when the muscles adhere to the bones.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can just kind of move it around your face and move it upwards and outwards, strokes, really great for your skin.
Mm-hmm.
And great for teeth. Yeah, I actually had a, and it's actually, there are many, I guess, writings about this, too. Was supposed to have a root canal. I had a very sore tooth, and I went to my dentist, and he told me that I needed a root canal, and he was about to drill, and I said, hold on here.
Wait a minute, I'm getting a rejuvenator out.
Yeah, so I'm just going to see if I can just try something else. And so he gave me antibiotics, and he gave me painkillers, and I went home, and I spent 2 hours with a photorejuvenator. It was about 2 hours almost, or maybe not quite that much, but, you know, it was a good hour and whatever, 40 minutes. And I never got the root canal.
Did you ever take the antibiotics?
No.
Wow.
No.
So let's talk about energized oxygen supplements. OxyBliss is obviously about oxygen. You have another website called Oxygen Research. Talk about oxygen.
Well, that
I know we breathe it. You know, I know that.
Yeah. Well, that was the original. But, you know, Dr. McVeigh, when he started the company, which was, gosh, that'd be 30 years ago. He was just selling oxygen supplements. He was really onto oxygen. And then when I joined him, we kind of revamped that whole line. Now, you know, oxygen is just, you know, we need it, and there's not as much of it in the atmosphere as there used to be, so taking oxygen supplements is like a great idea, and I think people are kind of cottoning on to that idea. Now, we're kind of ahead of it now because I'm more into energy and everything else, but we still have our oxygen supplement line. And one of the, you know, one of the, actually we've got two compounds that we think are just amazing. One is the Oxybliss capsules, which is like a colon cleanser, which actually puts oxygen into your colon. And if you take a lot of it, it becomes like a, you know, cleansing. It becomes a real detox and actually cleanses your colon and detoxes you. And if you take a little bit, it's just a really nice oxygen high. And I think as most of your listeners know, oxygen, you know, cancer cannot live in an aerobic environment. So, you know, it just keeps you really healthy and high and great for, you know, physical, mental, emotional stamina, really. And
so
then
you're continuing
ahead.
To make these supplements then. Eh?
Yeah, we have a very loyal, you know, following and customer base for all these supplements. And we don't advertise at all. We just keep it going and we take it and just they're great supplements. And then the other one that I love is the OxyVital, which is an organic olive oil bonded to oxygen, and then we energize it with our energy, and we put in rose and neroli essential oils. We have four different ones. That's the one for the skin that I just love. And you actually use that with the photorejuvenator, because photorejuvenation therapy and oxygen, you know, bond extremely well together.
So this is a skin product.
Yeah, it's a skin product, and it's so pure you can eat it, Veronica. It's just wonderful, and it smells like heaven because it's got all the rose and the neroli in it. We put lots of really great essential, you know, pure, the best essential oil in it. All our products, they're just the best we can possibly make them. They're just really beautiful, and so it's, you know, it's the oxygen and the olive oil and it's all organic and, you know, the essential oils. And then you can just sort of drive that in, if you wish, with the photo rejuvenator. And your skin just is so rosy and fresh and clear and lovely.
Well, I'm also interested in, I'm interested in all this stuff, actually. So if you have any amazing stories about people that had quantum healings, I'd love that. But I wanted to ask about the 5D sound as well. What is 5D sound? Is that... I can't hear it sound, or...
Well, yeah, it's essentially the energy fields of our very expensive Atlantis systems. Or, you know, Atlantis systems start around $4,000, the energy systems for the home. And, you know, they go up to, you know, we can go up as far as you really want, but...
Because you construct them according to...
Yes, we design them for people's homes, you know, whatever they need and what they want to create, or for the spas and workout, you know, centers and that kind of thing. So, but again, you know, the whole idea was, you know, what if we could, you know, bring this to so many different people? And so we decided, actually it was Dr. McVeigh, we were able to actually record the energy fields of the Atlantis system, and then we put them onto CDs and on ocean sound.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and that way what would happen is that the ocean sound would kind of drive the energy field. And you didn't have to buy a big Atlantis system. You could just really play it and play it. The reason we did ocean, and we have some with brook sounds as well, you know, sort of subtle, brooks or, you know, quiet river sounds, is that then you could play other music on top of it and you'd never get tired of it. So it's kind of like a pink noise and clear space beautifully. And of course the price is great. You know, you're spending $25 or $29 on a CD as opposed to a lot of, you know, a much bigger amount on a system.
Do you get big results? I mean, do you hear from people all over the world, or who's your market?
All over the world, yeah,
isn't
truly. Yeah, and people love our products, and what's great, you know, they buy one thing and they go on to buy the next and the next and the next and the next, and so we have a very loyal clientele, and we're so grateful to them as well, because they've come with us on this voyage of, you know, creating better and better and more beautiful and more transformative energy. And so as a result, our promise has been is, if you get any of our systems or even our pendants, we will upgrade you as we move along automatically. So if you even bought an Atlantis 10 years ago, because we're working in the quantum field, all of our systems are actually transceivers, our pendants, our jewelry, and, of course, our systems. So as we upgrade our energy, you automatically get the upgrades.
You mean they will receive it theoretically?
Yes. When we're ready and we measure it, we balance it. One of the things we've discovered is that even the most beautiful energy, if not properly balanced, actually turns the energy signal into chaos. And so we are impeccable with our energy. we do use 8 different measuring devices. We are continually measuring it. And
but you're not saying you send recall notices.
No, no. What happens? People at first, because we were operating all the time, because we're a research and a development company, and it is certainly my passion to create the most transformative and uplifting and beautiful energy on the planet. You know, just to continue doing that, because I do believe we are in the process of an amazing evolution of consciousness,
mm-hmm.
and my goal has been, you know, certainly to play a part in that. And we are upgrading people.
I think that's really exciting. What's next for you?
What we're working on right now? Well, the jewelry line is so exciting, Veronica. I mean, to me, that is just beyond, because I'm back in fashion, and you know, it's I just love what we're doing in the jewelry. And we've got more and more. Actually, our website, Hi Chi, it's www.hichi.com, and actually there's a link there. It'll go to our Oxybus site with all our energy systems as well. But the jewelry is just beyond exciting. And then, the other thing that I love are our wands. We have an inner quest and a vision quest system, which I just love, which is a personal energy system. And that's just, to me, off the charts, because you can, you know, take it with you wherever you go. And
how big are they? I'm running through all my notes here trying to find the wand.
The wand, what's called the inner quest or the vision quest system. That's my personal, you know, meditation system. And it's tremendous. Just tremendous. And
what does it look like? What is
the, well, the wands are about, some are 6 inches. And we've got 3 different sizes, 6, 8, and 12 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And you hold them in your hands, and they're attached to a scalar amplifier, and there's an input well there, and whatever you put on the input well will be magnified 1,000-fold, the subtle energy signature of it. So say if you put a crystal or an intention on that input well, I use that for manifesting, for creating. You know, I use the wands, again, like the jewelry, for releasing, you know, just letting go of, you know, who I'm not. And so, you know, feeling the anger or the rage or whatever it is that's in the way of me having what I want,
right,
or what I want to create for myself or my planet or, you know, or a planet or for, you know, animals or pets or whoever's in need, you know, of healing or whatever. And, you know, I use that system, and it's really wonderful.
And tell people at home, tell me, what exactly is a scalar?
Well, scalar is a no-frequency informational carrying wave, which opens doors to higher consciousness. So essentially, you know, a regular energy wave has an amplitude, which are the peaks and the troughs, and it has a frequency, which are the cycles per second. With scalar, you have an amplitude of +1, and you also have an amplitude of -1, so they cancel each other out.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're left with is a magnitude of +1. And then again, you have a frequency of +1 and a frequency of -1. Again, they cancel each other out, and you're left with a magnitude of +1. Well, you add them together, you get actually a magnitude of +2, which is nothing until you put a thought or a feeling on it, and then that comes into manifestation, and that is scalar.
Hmm.
So it's a carrying wave.
And how do you? I was talking to Valerie Hunt. Do you know who she is, Dr.
Yes,
Hunt?
Of course.
Yeah, I did an interview with her, and I was very honored to have that time.
Oh, she's so cool.
Yeah, and she gave us a little exercise on how to create the scalar wave right now without any implements. Do you know how to do that?
Or? I do not.
Okay,
you totally scooped me. I just know how to use it through our technology, or create it through our technology.
Yeah, I don't mean to be cheeky, but I just thought it was wonderful. And I think I read it in your stuff, but it has no, whatever you just said.
The amplitude and the frequency.
Yeah.
Each other out, yeah.
But we keep hearing about it, and it's a really crucial, these are crucial things for people to learn, right?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because aromatherapy is also scalar.
Aha.
And, you know, it's a really, I'm not saying I understand it all, because I have the fortune, the great fortune, to work with brilliant people and brilliant researchers, so I'm not saying I understand it all. I work more, you know, it's a co-creative process, and I work more from a metaphysical point of view, from my metaphysical studies, and also, you know, I'm a visionary, so what I want to bring into vision, or what I see, you know, what I'd like to create. And Dr. Hunt, of course, has she's got a much bigger body of knowledge than I do in those particular domains.
She's a character, too. But hasn't she been brave to be out there pioneering?
Oh, she's amazing.
Yeah, she's 91, and she's just putting out her latest book.
Yeah, I just admire her. You know, she's grand.
Yes,
she's
she grand. Is. She's out, yeah. Thank heaven there's people out there ahead of us, eh?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Absolute. They're inspirations, you know.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed it. Is there anything else you'd like to say? Oh, you were talking about we're working in the quantum now. Do you want to explain that a little bit to people?
Well, the quantum field is essentially, you know, it's, I mean, there's so many definitions of it, and I'm not even going to try at this point, Veronica, but what I will say is that it's all about intention, and we've, you know, our system is essentially, we're, you know, using scalar, you know, this free, you know, no frequency informational carrying with, we're actually able to, you know, we're able to, using shape, form, and design, we're able to work in the quantum and shift our energy on that level. So, you know, essentially what we do is we take a very special digital photograph of whatever it is we want to energize. And what we do with that is, you know, every digital photograph has a sequence or an ASCII code, digital sequence rather, or an ASCII code, like it might be 010101. And what we do is we download our file, say with the 12 higher harmonics. We have all those in our computer, energy information files, and we download whatever we want to, you know, energize that particular, you know, digital sequence or photograph with, you know, onto that that file, you know, the photograph, and then we, using scalar, you know, and really in the quantum, we send that energy out, and whatever is has that same digital sequence will be energized. It cannot help.
Oh,
and that's how we upgrade.
That's a pretty good explanation. I really appreciate that.
Was it clear?
I think pretty clear. I think I understand it really well, but I just thought we should clarify that for people.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that we talked about the horizontal and the vertical and the computer energy, but like many other healing wizards, you're running a lot of the stuff through the computer. Is it immune to the computer when its energy is so sacredly balanced, you know?
Well, again, you know, I can say that before, and I would say before December 2007, no, you know, there was still some vertical inner energy field, or that, you know, the counterclockwise of the vertical energy, there absolutely was, and we did our best, you know what I mean? But it wasn't perfect. Now I could say it's impeccable.
It's called evolution, darling.
Pardon me?
It's called evolution.
Yes, it is evolution because we're transmuting and transforming negative electromagnetic energy fields. And the Egyptians, the ancient Egyptians believed that the jinn or the genies also traveled along these vertical lines and, you know, as in negative entities. And I on a personal note, I think that's why our world is, you know, people are under so much pressure right now because there are so many of these negative entities, and that's why people are having breakdowns and terrible tragedies are happening, and wars and everything else, because of this, you know, this vertical energy. So anything we can do to create more of the horizontal healing life force energy, you know, must have an effect on the planet.
Oh, this is very, very exciting. I guess a lot of us are working to pass on higher energy fields, and I love your work, Deborah.
Oh, well, thank you, Veronica. We are doing a lot of more exciting things, but, you know, I think I've probably given your listeners way too much to think about already.
Well, we're expecting you to come back on and give us an update in a few months. You know?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we'll have some new things for sure.
All right, we've been listening to, talking with Deborah Stewart. What an honor. Can you give your websites before you say
yeah,
goodbye?
Our website is www.oxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissoxyblissox Fashion, the jewelry company. It's www.highchi.com. And you can also reach us at 866-OXY-BLISS, which is our toll-free number, or 415-868-9050. And we're also, we're bi-coastal now. We're, Veronica, we're both in Montreal and we're in California.
Aww.
So it's exciting.
That's very exciting. Well, I'm a Canadian living in the States, and you're back and forth. Well, good for us.
Yes, good for us.
I've really enjoyed this, Deborah, and I'm just thrilled to be wearing my high chi necklace as well. Sounds like an ad. I don't mean it that way. But
well, I'm honored you have it, truly.
Me too. Thank you. All right. Well, many blessings, and we'll talk again soon, and thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much, Veronica. Good night.
Good night. Well, that was Deborah Stewart of wonderful Wear Beauty, meets function and evolution and the higher harmonics is through her company, Hai Chi, and Oxy Bliss, and all the consciousness research and so on that's just coming together. Isn't that exciting? This is Veronica Entwistle, and that's been our paradigm shifter. And you know what? I can't remember who next week's paradigm shifter is, but I'll be sending out my email, and I know it's a really good one. I believe it's from the Dowsers Conference, which is coming up in Santa Cruz over the July 4th weekend. I'm going to start talking to these up-and-coming dowsers. Again, they're energy people, and they're really amazing. Oh, I know who it is. It's Donna Edens, who's really the master, one of the great masters of teaching subtle energy and how it impacts our body, mind, emotional self. She's world-renowned, and I'm very excited to be having her talk next Tuesday at 5 p.m. West Coast time. She's our paradigm shifter, Donna Eden. You can check her website as well. Actually, thinking about what Deborah was talking about with the horizontal and the vertical, Donna Eden has on her website a cute little video showing her doing a little energy on somebody from the audience, showing when she runs it horizontally, the person gets strong. When she runs it vertically, the person gets weak. So, you know, it's a very good vivifying example of exactly what Deborah was teaching us today. And this is Veronica Entwistle. I'm saying tune in at 8 p.m. Thursday night when I meet with Jackie Salvitti and her wonderful team. And I'm not quite sure what we're talking about this week, but they've really been, they've been talking a lot about who her team is, where they come from, how they're the consciousness that's in the no matter. It's between, it's hard to explain right now when I'm running out of time here. But just talking with her team has been just really elevating, uplifting, and a real learning curve. Jackie herself is wonderful as well. So tune in, 8 o'clock on BBS Radio, West Coast time. It's not a call-in show, but you'll learn a lot, I promise. And again, next Tuesday is Radiance by Design. I'm not sure what we'll talk about. We might follow along on the Merkaba, on energy fields. I might learn a little bit more about what Deborah was talking about. We'll talk about that. We'll talk to my guides and angels and yours too. So it's a call-in show all about you, and then Donna Eden comes on at 5. And much love to all of you. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.